All right. Well, December can be such a wonderful month. I mean, even with the occasional winter weather advisory and the surprise snowstorms. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that happen with all the beautiful, colorful lights and the sparkling decorations and the happy Christmas music and the thoughtful gift giving and all the gatherings with family and friends. And we can enjoy every day of it, start to finish. If we decide not to join in the frantic energy that generally builds up this time of year as we, the people, try to get everything done. And we end up doing too much, spending too much, eating too much. So, along with all the sparkle, December also offers great symbolism. Since it's the last month of the year, it seems like a good time each year to just take a moment to appreciate the year that we're about to leave behind. And since it's the last month of the year, it seems like a good time each year to take a bit of time to anticipate the fresh start that a new year seems to offer us. But this particular December is especially symbolic because it's not only the end of the year, it's the end of the decade. And so it seems like a super good time for us to take some time to truly appreciate all of our experiences, all those experiences that we've had in the past 10 years. I mean, all the people and conditions and events that came along to help us change and grow, even if we weren't interested in changing and growing. And even if right now we're not really clear about all the positive ways that we've grown and changed spiritually. But either way, the end of a decade is definitely the time to say ta-ta, au revoir, adios, ciao, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, once and for all to the past, and to take some rich, valuable time to start anticipating and daydreaming and visioning the life that we want to experience, the good life that we want to experience moving forward. But as we do, we want to be sure that our mind isn't so completely occupied with past memories and future experiences that we miss the present moment, or in this case, the Christmas present moment as it's happening. Now, as many of us know, the Christmas season, this time of year, was originally a pagan festival that stretched back for thousands of years, long before Christianity claimed it as a religious holiday. And pagan wasn't originally a negative word. In fact, the dictionary still defines pagan as a person who is neither a Jew, a Christian, or a Muslim. In other words, a person who is non-denominational. Now, the Latin word paganus meant country dweller, and the pagans lived in the country, and in their agricultural society, when the harvest was done for the year and there was nothing left to do, in the winter fields, they just figured it was a great time for a celebration. And especially since with the dark winter months, and that would culminate in the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, it would all be so much better. It would seem lighter and brighter, just feel so much better if there was some candlelight and some decorations and plenty of feasting. Now, much later on, since the Bible gave no reference as to when Jesus was born, the early Roman church leaders decided that the pre-existing pagan midwinter festival was the perfect time to celebrate the nativity of Jesus. Now, why am I mentioning all of this? Well, as I was kind of doing some reading about the early Christian churches and even the status of churches today, the thing that I found the most interesting fact was this. The number of individuals around the world identifying with non-denominational affiliations has been steadily growing from 194,000 in 1990 to over 8 million in 2008. And who knows what that number is today? But what we do know is that number includes all of us here at LEC, because we are a non-denominational teaching. So even though this month we'll be talking about and singing about that most holy birth that took place at some date 2,000 years ago, and even though we will be honoring and celebrating the earth birth of Christ through Jeshua ben Joseph, a.k.a. Jesus, our focus will be on the Christ within each of us. That Christ that shines, the same Christ that was aglow in the mind and heart of Jesus as he walked the earth. In A Course in Miracles, we read, in his complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, God's one creation and happiness, forever like him and one with him, Jesus became what all of you must be. We are all born of God. The one perfect Son is alive in each of us because there is only one creation and we're all a part of it, and it is the only life there is. But we need to be willing to let that one out. Just as Jesus did long ago, we can give birth to Christ on earth through our life right here and right now. Now, our theme this month is Light the Light. And you may already know this, but I just found this out recently that when there's something happens that we might call cool or awesome or groovy, a millennial will say, that is so lit. And I love that. Matter of fact, that's why we're doing Light the Light, because it is our intention this month to open more and more to that Christ in us that is so lit, that as we do, that light helps us to see ourselves and the world in a more beautiful way. And it allows us to feel the joy and love and peace that is in each moment every day. Because when the light of Christ shines anywhere, it is cause for celebration. Now, as many of you know, just a few weeks ago, I visited my sister in Missouri. And what you probably don't know is that my sister has always been and continues to be a very devout, traditional Christian thinker. Now, because I love her and she loves me and we both love Jesus, over the years, we have developed this beautiful spiritual rapport, a holy relationship that puts religious concepts aside and embraces the spirituality that we both share. And so when I went to Missouri this time, she was excited because she wanted to introduce me to her new pastor. And she wanted to do that because she's proud of me as a minister and she's proud of him as her new pastor. And so she told me as she was considering just how she'd make that introduction. She said she was reminded of a line from the comedian Flip Wilson. And she decided to introduce me as the minister of the church of what's happening now. And I thought, if that isn't the best definition of the Life Enrichment Center I've ever heard. Because if there's one thing we're about here at LEC, it's about what's happening now. In fact, it's the only thing we're about. We're not about following old doctrine or age-old rules and creeds. We're about the freedom of discovering what feels true within ourselves. Now, in Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes wrote, "All truth has not been given once and for all, so we expect more light all along the line. Now is the only time for anything new to come to light." Now, we can gain experience from the past, but we can't relive it. Now is the only time change can happen. And even though we can't change yesterday, the changes we make now will change tomorrow. Now is the perfect time for us to enjoy the precious moments, this precious gift that we call our life, because it's the only place it's happening. I mean, we may have loved or been joyful or peaceful yesterday, but we can only feel what we feel today. In fact, there's no real experience except present moment experience. We can only touch reality by being present so that we can feel the real as it's happening. We can't live our life in retrospect or for some future date. With so much life behind us and so many possibilities ahead of us, to live in the present moment, to live in the now, is a powerful place to live. So often it seems we are looking for a better moment to appreciate, or we're looking for a moment that's more to our liking. But when our tomorrows come, they come one moment at a time. And when they arrive, they are the present moment. And it will be up to us to do then what it is up to us to do now, to find the wow in the moment we're living, as it is happening. Now, there is always, always something amazing to catch our eye or capture our heart. If we're open to the pleasurable seduction of the present moment, right now, wrapped in this present moment is everything we could ever desire to feel, to know, and to experience. The poet Emily Dickinson wrote, "Forever is composed of now." Living in the wow of now guarantees we'll live happily ever after because we live it one moment at a time. Happily forever now. Now there's a joyous, exalted energy that is energetic this time of year, that's so much more pleasurable and powerful than the hustle and bustle energy that we so often feel during the holiday season, that we just can't wait till it's over so we can relax. And with our mind quiet and our heart open, we'll catch that vibe on high. And we'll be able to feel the deeper meaning that this season reflects. But we can only catch that vibe in the present moment, because now is where wow happens. Namaste.